First consequence. Something is added after the behavior that causes the behavior to continue. That is positive reinforcement. For example, we work. That's our behavior. We get paid for our work. That's a consequence for the behavior of working. If we continue to work in the future, our pay probably is positive reinforcement for us doing work. Here's another example. We do our school assignments and earn good grades, so our parents pay us. If we continue to do our school assignments and get good grades, getting paid by our parents probably is positive reinforcement. This consequence was administered after the behavior, and the behavior continued, so it probably would be an example of positive reinforcement. Of course, there may be other reinforcement, and what the reinforcement is could differ from person to person. Let's go back to the restaurant. If a child screamed, and the parent smiled, and the behavior of screaming continued, what would the parent's smiling be? It would be positive reinforcement. That consequence, smiling, was added after the behavior, and then the behavior continued. The parents were not smiling until the child screamed. Smiling was added after the behavior of screaming, so it would be considered positive reinforcement for the child's behavior because the child continued to scream.